Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Sorry, I missed your show this morning.
Let's catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And Josh Wolf on, be in the studio with us on Friday, along with his son. What's his son's first name?
Jacob.
Right, Jacob, and then hopefully the other guy, too. What's his name?
Lee Syatt.
Okay, you know his comedy?
I'm familiar with it because I've watched listened to some of Joey Diaz's podcast, and he was his right hand man and producer.
Go ahead. Okay. All that. God, he's got to be popping Death Stars with Joey then.
I'd be interested to know what his tolerance is.
We'll ask him.
I mean, if you hang with Joey, doesn't your tolerance just go up no matter what?
He has like an otherworldly tolerance.
Yeah.
Joey Diaz does.
Yeah, there have been stories.
And I think this guy still has to like hit the record button and stuff. You can't be so high. Maybe just
all
like
that part, yeah.
Hit can't be
like
as
one,
gone
one
as
big
Joey.
Button that, yeah.
I like to think between that guy, Nick, Josh, and me, we have the most tolerance of any radio show out there.
Well, you're just adding Josh into our show then, you know.
Well,
particular day.
On Friday, yeah,
but that guy.
This particular day.
Well, let's test it out.
You got to put it to the test.
Right. And am I out of line thinking that Josh's kid probably has some tolerance?
I'm looking at a picture of him. Probably
he's
does.
Still pretty young.
I'm just thinking he's probably got a little bit of experience.
He's a long-haired dude. Looks like a young Josh, obviously.
Are we just going to float out of here on Friday?
Float in, float out.
Cameron with us. Cameron Logson hanging out with us this morning. Yeah, that'd be fun. But Josh's a good dude. Fun
guy. The collective tolerance in studio on Friday. Will be pretty high. Rival anything else.
Well, I appreciate Josh Wolf too, because he's not like a cynical dude. You can tell he loves the job and he just has fun with it.
Yeah, you don't
which
even
is
hear
what
him.
It should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, you guys know it's a tough business, and it's easy to become just a guy that on the road and be jaded, and be bummed out. But he does do an insane amount of travel. You know, he's flying to the East Coast a lot from Vegas. You know, all over the country for that matter. You know,
Vegas has to be a that makes sense, though. I think most places have direct flights to Vegas.
They do.
That's got to help.
He's lucky that way. He's really lucky that way.
Wasn't he in Nashville for a period before this?
His wife wanted out because the weather, she said, is basically, even though it's technically the South, it's a Midwestern weather city, and she hated it. She wanted to be someplace warmer, and that's why they moved to
that's
Vegas.
Fair.
They found it.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
That's I don't think my kid would go on stage with me. I don't think he would do it.
No.
No.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think my...
I'd like to hear his impression of you.
Yeah.
His impressions?
No, he doesn't do no impressions.
Yeah, most of our sons are not really into what we do.
Weird.
No. Or want to do it.
He would go on... He would play me one-on-one on a full soccer field, though. And he would just, you know, just to embarrass me, just to make me look exhausted in front of a stadium full of people.
Yeah, well, because he's also a lot younger than you. He should
because,
be able to kick
most people would be exhausted running up and down a soccer pitch.
I'd go watch one-on-one soccer, though. Yeah, one-on-one soccer.
But, you know, the Larry and Ed show lasted for years. We just took over for those guys.
Right.
That was our joke.
We're nepo babies.
My dad had no idea what this was about. And I'm sure Todd's had no idea what radio was about. And even as we worked in it, our parents really never knew what it was about. But yeah.
No, they never really embraced it, till.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, my dad started embracing it a lot.
Did he?
After you sent him to a hooker three times.
Well, no, he liked it. Once Todd and I got together and we moved, and you know, I stopped bumming money off of him. He realized it was a real. He realized it was a real gig at that point.
When he started leaving his wallet at home when he came to visit.
Yeah. He stopped throwing
not
that right
gonna
away.
Need this.
But I
yeah,
at but some my
point
son,
time,
but
my dad finally told me, oh, he stopped the you should really get something to fall back on.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
How long did it take?
But a son, I wouldn't want my son to do this job. I love this job. But it's he's not even never interested. And your sons were never interested in radio, were they, Todd?
No. And I wouldn't encourage anybody to get into it now.
This business
is way different than it was when we got into it. There was a lot more opportunity when we got into it.
Even 20 years ago.
Right.
Even
from the beginning, I remember.
But stand-up, everybody can do stand-up. Like people, a lot of people do stand-up really bad. But your kids have no interest in doing stand-up, guys?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He's
either.
Talked about, you know what, the other day, though, he pitched. He's like, you know, Dad, he's like, I was thinking about it. What if I just went to school for, like, business and I just became your manager?
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, so you just want to eat off of my plate for forever. Yeah. That's what this is. Yeah. You just want to
That's true.
Make money off me for the rest of your life.
He does. By the way, I've seen that. I've seen that with people that are really famous, that their grown kids are their managers.
Yeah,
I think that's too much.
Well, it was for years. Yeah,
unless it works.
But there's also an angle of you.
But you're eating off the plate the whole time, right?
But there's also if you're the famous person who has family as their management, at least you have
trust them.
Some bit of trust with those people.
Yeah. But they have to know what they're doing.
They do, but I mean, how many stories do you hear about people who get swindled by their manager or their accountant or somebody?
Oh, isn't Dane Cook's brother in jail?
Yes,
he is. Because he stole
millions.
All his money?
Yeah, there are those stories, too.
What happened with Billy Joel?
Billy Joel's brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law. Okay. I thought it was family, and he got
ripped
swindled
off.
Out of a bunch.
Yeah,
right.
Rip off Billy Joel.
I don't know.
Man.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
He wants to be your manager. I love that bit.
If I was like famous, like, and had so much money, I would hire him to do like some menial task. Like, all right, you're my trainer. You gotta, you know, you come up with the workouts, and then you know, and then it's kind of an excuse to take care of all your people.
I have no problem with that.
I think that probably happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, people get job titles to justify the money.
Kevin Hart, I think, hired his dad to be his trainer or something. But, you know, he also probably had like an actual trainer, too.
Yeah, he does.
You know?
Assistant trainer.
Assistant trainer. Right.
Now, from as long as I can remember, my parents always discouraged me from following in their footsteps.
Yeah.
They didn't want you to do manual labor, right?
Because they were both blue-collar, small business owners that busted their ass doing, you know, manual labor. And they, from as far as I can remember, they're like, nah, don't do what we do. And I don't think they probably wanted me to do this. They probably wanted me to
when you
aim a little higher.
Wax dripped on your chest.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably wanted me to do something respectable, but here's where I landed.
We're Nick, proud of you, big puss.
Yeah.
Nick said you were recognized at a football game yesterday, and then your wife, your daughter said something to you like, oh, that's embarrassing.
Yes.
Now, she was embarrassing for her, right?
No, she was just saying it was embarrassing for me. I walked, this lady was like, oh, listen every day. I'm like, oh, nice to meet you. Thanks for saying hi. And then my daughter goes, that's embarrassing.
Maybe she just meant for everybody involved.
No, it's not. But that's how kids are, though, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is a hard. It's so, but even if you do something cool, your kids aren't going to think it's cool. I think that might be different for like NFL dads.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Like,
but they're
cool.
Not going to be in the stands.
No, you're right.
Yeah. Well, no, Dad, you got to go to work with Dad. There's a flyover.
Yeah. And... I told this before about Dad's. We had Greg Allman's son in the studio with us. He's a guitar player in his own right. I can't remember which one he was. He's got a couple of sons. Not Elijah Blue. That was
Evan?
Someone he had with the. It was, I forget, Greg Allman's son. He plays guitar himself. And he's in the studio with us years ago. And I said,
Scott. Scott Allman.
We'll say Scott. Yeah. But he was also.
Always Scott.
I said, and his dad was going at this point, I said, when you were growing up, did you know your dad was Greg Allman? Like, oh, Dad's a dork. And he goes, no, my dad's Greg Allman. I go, oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Greg Allman was freaking cool.
I'm sure there's a level of fame where your kids cannot deny it.
Like Jack Nicholson.
Right.
You know.
Nicholson got kids?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, he does. He's got a couple different people.
I mean, Jordan's kids growing up, you know, through their teenage years at the height of his fame.
Right.
Yeah, but there's got
to
be some sort of...
Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Still getting yelled at. You get the banger.
And then banger eventually.
Banger, right.
And now marry her.
Michael, we're getting married? Which one of his kids did we have up here?
I want to say it was Devin Allman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Devin Allman, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's Elijah Blue, and then there's a daughter there, too, who's also
It wasn't
musician.
Elijah. It was the other guy, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Devin. Devin Allman.
Your dad was a dork growing up because my dad was Greg Allman. I said, I guess you got that right.
Yeah.
Well, if your dad's Woody Allen, that's not that cool.
Oh, no.
I mean, like, Springsteen's kids can't deny that.
His son is a fireman.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But growing up.
With a $100 million inheritance waiting for you.
Yeah,
you know,
but growing up, they had to at least admit, my dad is pretty cool.
Yeah, they did.
But the dad still
has to do dad stuff.
Yeah,
he's still walking around in his underwear, still yelling at you. You know, he's telling you to get your act together. You know, all that crap.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
But then they can go, Dad, you never did any of that blue collar stuff either.
Yeah,
you poser.
Yeah.
There's got to be some rock star dads that aren't the same way though. You know, they don't approach it the same way.
Well, a lot of them aren't around. I remember when Scott Weiland passed away, his ex-wife had been like, you know, his addiction he wasn't around.
Yeah, don't celebrate that.
She always kind of hoped that he would get his stuff together and be grilling, watching Notre Dame football, and instead he died in a Mall of America parking lot.
Yeah. Right. Man, Nick,
that kind of brought it down, but
All right. We'll wrap it up on that.
Too close to the end of the show. I guess we're going to have to wrap it up on that.
Conversation without the booze, as far as you know. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.